Thank you, Jonga, and a blessing. Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Thursday, October 15th, 2015. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gandhi.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Here are our top stories this evening.
Some Zimbabweans have reacted angrily to First Lady Grace Mugabe's outburst during her nationwide political rallies.
She should be brought to order. She is the wife of the president of this country, and we expect her to lead by example, expect her to respect the electorate.
Malawian President Peter Mutharika says President Robert Mugabe is a real African hero with a rich history of the fight against colonialism.
Comrade Mugabe is seen as a real hero. You know, when he speaks, everyone listens. He has such a rich history.
And Zimbabweans joined the rest of the world today in commemorating International Rural Women's Day.
I am Kamaita Diwana Sekibongoze, and I'm in the area. It is very difficult to stay in a rural area with kids whilst you have no husband.
These stories and much more coming up. Stay tuned.
Malawian President Peter Mutharika says President Robert Mugabe is a real African hero with a rich history for fighting against colonialism. Mutharika made the remarks in New York recently after attending the 70th session of the United Nations General Assembly. Mr. Mugabe is the current chairperson of the African Union. Studio 7's Blessing Zulu sat with him for an exclusive interview and first asked him if Africa is making any progress in democracy.
You know, democracy is a process. There are problems everywhere. As somebody said, I think it was Church, he said that democracy is the worst form of government, except there's nothing better than that. So we have to live with that. Now, but even in the United States, after 20, 50 years, that's all struggling with democracy, issues of equal representation, equal protection, all those things they're so struggling with, because it's a process. And going back on that in Africa, and I think there are a lot of elements of democracy we're having. Malawi, for the first time, we had tripartite elections, 2014 for president, parliament, local councils. So for the first time, we won elections at the local level. Which means that democracy is now going down to the people, to the roots. And I think that's success.
Let's talk about term limits. There was that discussion at one time at the African Union. Yeah. And Mr. Mugabe said, no, term limits must not be imposed on African countries. Of course, he cited the example of Britain, where there are no term limits and things are flowing. But some Africans are of the opinion that, well, maybe term limits can be beneficial to the continent. Your take on that?
It really depends. I think in some cases, people think term limits are good, that it brings in new leadership. Some people think that the only term limit that's important is the voters themselves. The voters can decide when they're going to term limit you. In Britain, you can, as you say, the parliamentary system, normally in the parliamentary systems, it's difficult to have term limits. That people vote for the prime minister, until they are tired and throw him or her out. In the United States here, a number of states where there are term limits. Here the president is two terms. But in some of the states, governors, but even members of the legislature at state level are limited. Extreme is Mexico, where, for example, the president is limited on one term. So it really depends on each country how you are going to do it.
And lastly, maybe just your relationship with Zimbabwe?
Oh, very good. Well, excellent relations with Zimbabwe. I'm not aware of any problems. We have never had any problems with Zimbabwe from the time of independence. And of course, everyone, I think in the whole African Union, it's clear that, Comrade Mugabe is seen as a real hero. You know, when he speaks, everyone listens. He has such a rich history of the struggle against colonialism. And I think he symbolizes that generation of the real great African leaders.
That was Malawian President Peter Mutharika speaking with Studio 7's Blessing Zulu in New York. We'll give you part two of this interview tomorrow. Don't miss it here on Studio 7.
You're listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington.
We are broadcasting on 909 Metum Wave and on the 4930, 5940 and 15460 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, find us at www.studio7news.com.
You can also text us at 001-202-465-0318.